You know, it's like Big Fatty always says that Auntie Vera has more talent in her little finger than I have in my whole body. So,
well, that's not saying much. You're talking about Big Fatty.
Well, that's true. Yeah, we are talking about that big fat, you know, leather wearing fisting. Do we have to talk about that again? No, no, we won't. We won't talk about that again. So.
So as the anti-Vera, I just stay. Is there anything you would like to talk about?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, that's not saying much. You're talking about Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 274 of the BFO for Friday, the 20th of February, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, we have got a huge cruise update for you, plus the resident historian has pissed off the patron saint. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty is excited that it is Friday, and y'all, you know what Big Fatty has got on his agenda this weekend? Not a fucking thing, and I'm so looking forward to it. Y'all, I am watching the Weather Rat right now as I'm chitter-chatting with you. And y'all, there has been a cold front move through the area. And by the area, I don't mean the area, but I mean the Charleston area. And y'all, the high today was 67 degrees, and it was lovely today. It was just lovely. But y'all, now the wind is blowing. It's about blowing like 13 to 20 miles an hour, steady, and woo. In fact, you might hear it because I've got the window open here in the Fat Cave, so you might hear that in the background. You know, I thought yesterday you'd hear the fan blowing, but you really didn't hear it blowing. However, there is an airplane landing here in the Fat Cave at the moment. But anyway, it went to 67 degrees today, and y'all, it is dropping to 33 tonight and 28 tomorrow night. Y'all, it is a cold front moving through, and Big Fatty is going to be nipply, and I am going to fire up the electric mattress pad tonight. Now, y'all, I got to tell you, there is a smackdown on the interwebs right now, and it is between the resident historian of the BFO, that would be Brian from Boston, and the patron saint of the BFO, and that would be Mr. Tim Carmall from Tim Call an Ambulance. Now, if you remember on yesterday's show, resident historian did his top 10 list, and he was telling how many people had appeared at the beginning of the BFO over the past year. Well, y'all, Big Fatty gets an e-letter this morning, and I forwarded it right on over to the resident historian, and it came in from the patron saint, and he says, "Oh, lovely. The patron saint is completely ignored by the resident historian's top 10 list. That list was about as truthful as the sea hag saying she was going to come meet us in Palm Springs." Well, anyway, we know she went to Ventura that weekend instead. Patron saints don't forget things like this, you know. And y'all, I responded to the patron saint this morning, and I said, "I will forward your complaint to the resident historian for action. Clearly, there was an oversight, and you were obviously demanding a recount." Also, I asked him to send me the, because he told me he did indeed find the link to the little Fatty Cash version 2. And by the way, I don't know if y'all knew this, and it may be a secret, but I'm okay, real close to the microphone, and I won't tell the secret, so please don't tell anybody else. But y'all, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Yes, Hobbit is Jalopy, and he is driving up to D.C., the Washington, D.C., weekend. So, anyway, if that's a Okay, but anyway, so I forward that message over to Brian from Boston, who is the resident historian, and he says, I've checked and rechecked the archives. Official records indicate that the fat one opened the show with Dear Tim Cormall 5 times. Now, it is possible that there were openers in which Tim appeared, for example, with Ron Prada Soho or in an Archer gangbang, but in the case of the show openers containing multiple speakers, I counted only the first person to speak, the exception being when the speakers all were part of the same show, i.e., We're Mean Because You're Stupid. Tim, perhaps Big Fatty doesn't love you enough to open the show with your sweet, dulcet tones more often. If I were you, I would unsubscribe from Auntie Vera. Now, y'all, that is just like the resident historian to try to turn it right back on me. So, anyway, the patron saint writes back, rigged, I tell you, rigged. I shall immediately unsubscribe from Archer. Oh, wait, I did that months ago. Oh, well. Womp, womp. So, y'all, it is a smackdown. It is a smackdown on the interwebs right now. And, y'all, I'm just glad to be able to pass that along to you. And, you know, y'all, don't forget, don't tell our little secret. Y'all, let's do this. It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update. Y'all, Big Fatty woke up on Thursday morning, and there in the e-letter box was the e-letter that we've been waiting on that gave us the way to register for the cruise, and it included the cruise vacation guide. And so, y'all, I am going to spend some time today getting that together. Now, I will tell you that Thursday evening, me and Miss Porter and Granny got together to discuss the excursions. And we haven't finalized anything yet, but when we do, I will let you know what the excursions we're going to do on the big cruise. But y'all, it's getting close. Oh, by the way, did I mention I'm going on a cruise? Right, it's only 16 days now until me and Miss Kitty and Granny and Miss Porter, we're going to go on the brand new Celebrity Solstice on the Atlantis cruise. Because, you know, Big Fatty does not do the straight cruises on those old, out-of-date boats. Because, y'all, it's just a miserable experience. And I know people that know that firsthand. All right, y'all, I am just going to tell you a little bit about what's in the vacation cruise guide. The first thing, they welcome us to the solstice, and it says in just a few weeks, you'll board the world's newest and most exciting cruise ship, Celebrity Solstice, for an unforgettable week of fun. All of us here at Atlantis are ready and waiting to show you the time of your life. And that's just blah, blah, blah. All right, now, y'all, here is the schedule of when we will be on the boat and where the boat will be and all that kind of stuff. I'm a little snotty all of a sudden. We will depart Fort Lauderdale at 4:30 p.m. on Sunday. However, you must be on the boat 60 minutes because of the security, the Homeland Security. You got to be on board an hour ahead of time so that they can have a complete manifesto to hand over. The Monday the 9th, we will be at sea. Tuesday the 10th of March, we will be in Labadee, Haiti, from 7 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. And Labadee is the celebrity private island. So there's all kinds of those private island kinds of activities there. Then on Wednesday the 11th, we will be at Catalina, Casa de Campo in the Dominican Republic from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then on Thursday, the 12th of March, we will be at Willemstad, Curacao from 1 p.m. until 11 p.m. Then Friday and Saturday, the 13th and 14th. Yes, that's right. I'll be on a boat on Friday the 13th. And we will be at sea those 2 days. And then Sunday the 15th, we will arrive back in the Fort Lauderdale at 7 a.m. Now, there can be some itinerary changes, and of course, they take no responsibilities for those. You have to have a passport now if you're going to be on a cruise ship. And y'all, they are now doing the, you sign up for everything online. All the excursions, you register online. There are no tickets per se that come to you in the mail like they used to do that. Everything is done on the interwebs. And y'all, that can be very difficult for someone who does not use the computer like myself. However, I have been able to take care of everything. Then they tell you about what to pack. Now, y'all, I want to just read you this because this is one of the reasons that Big Fatty loves to go on the Atlantis cruises. Atlantis emphasizes a casual, comfortable atmosphere with no specific dress code. Sportswear, beachwear, and casual resort attire is appropriate at all times. You might want a sweater or a light jacket for nighttime hours, as it can get windy at sea. There are no formal nights, and there's absolutely no need for a jacket and tie. We do suggest that no shorts or tank tops be worn in the restaurants at dinner. It does look a lot better, folks, but that's only a request. Shorts and tank tops are not permitted at any time in the specialty restaurants. Okay, that's it. You come and you do what you want, when you want, and dress as you want. Y'all, they're also suggesting some special outfits for some of the special parties that they'll be having on deck in the evening. They will be having a Mardi Gras party, and that is Atlantis' version of the gayest events in Sydney and New Orleans, and it's perfect for masks, feathers, beads, and crazy outfits. Well, you know Big Fatty, he always has a crazy outfit. Brazil, skin is in with our celebration of all things beautiful and Brazilian. Y'all, Big Fatty is a big fan of all things beautiful and Brazilian. Let me just tell you, I can only hope there'll be lots of Brazilians on there. Probably not. It'll probably just be old fat people like Big Fatty. Dress Rio Speedo, Amazon Tribal, Gaucho Country, Sexy Sao Paulo, or voyeuristic tourist. Now, y'all, can you just see Big Fatty in a Rio Speedo? I have a feeling that we're going to see that over at the Kim Beaver. Big Fatty in a Speedo. Classic disco tea dance. The spirit of the 70s lives for a few brief hours in the afternoon. Artificial fabrics, excessive facial hair, and obnoxious chains are welcome. The Atlantis White Party. A classic in all white. All night. Easy or fancy, smart or sexy. It's all up to you. And then Splash, the tea dance. Make a splash at our final outdoor party with bright pareros, colorful swimsuits, leftover designer sunglasses, and be ready to get wet. Hurrah! All right. And then, y'all, we move on to just some other information. I'm not going to be able to go through this whole thing today, so you're going to get more of an update on this on Monday as well, because, you know, there's just no way I can go over it all. But, we will leave out of Port Everglades, and that is the ship port in Fort Lauderdale, which is a lot easier to get to and all than it is going through all the mess in Miami. We can check in anytime after 1 p.m. and now y'all, since Big Fatty is an alumni, and I'll be in the Aqua class suite, I'll be able to board in a very special line. So, y'all, you are, just in case you were wondering about the alcoholic beverages on a cruise ship, Celebrity Cruises reserves the right to limit or refuse alcoholic beverages to be brought aboard the ship for consumption during your cruise vacation. Any alcohol brought on board or purchased on board will be held in a secure storage and delivered to your stateroom on the last night of the cruise. So they want to sell you liquor on board. They don't want you bringing your own. But, you know, y'all, you can buy a bottle of liquor in your room, and I'm going to get the details on that, and that would be just a fabulous sail away gift. And for those that are interested, you know, we'll post that information. Now, y'all, as far as the shore excursions, you can sign up for those on board or you can do them in advance, but it says right here that Atlantis has worked closely with Celebrity to enhance and develop excursions that will be fun and exciting for this group. Many of the excursions are exclusive to Atlantis guests, although in some cases the tours may be mixed with guests from other cruise ships. If you're in doubt, please inquire at the shore excursion desk before booking. And then it tells you about the power and water. And y'all, all of our gratuities are already included. We have prepaid gratuities in all of this. There is laundry and dry cleaning services and medical services and spa. Y'all, the spa, they will line up. Those queens will line up to get a facial or to get a hand massage or some sort of pedicure or things like that. Lord have mercy, y'all. But y'all, the nice thing about being in the Aqua Spa class is that we get unlimited access to the steam rooms and the, they call it the Persian Garden. And y'all, you can only guess what goes on in the Persian Garden and all that hot steaminess and all. Y'all, they do special events for singles on board, and they have special events for special interest groups. Y'all, Big Fatty, you know, it obviously is a lot of these specialty groups are applicable to Big Fatty, the prime timers. That's for our mature Atlantis guests and their admirers, the Bears and Cubs, a social gathering for Bears, friends, and admirers, the Lure of Leather, and that's for our friends that enjoy leather. The Women of Atlantis, well, you know, Granny will be going to that, of course. That's for our female guests and their friends. Friends and family, that's for moms, dads, and the occasional straight person that wanders on board. Because, you know, there's nothing better than a straight man on a gay cruise with 2,300 homosexuals. And then, of course, those friends of Bill W. Y'all, if you don't know Bill W., write to Annie Vera, and she can tell you all about that, or just call her line. Y'all, I cannot believe it, but we are out of time, and I'm just getting to the dining information, y'all. So all I got to say is Big Fatty is going to review more of this. We've got the dining information, the entertainment, more entertainment notes, unique features of the Solstice ship, and then talking about how to use the interwebs and all like that on board. So y'all, you have lots to look forward to over the weekend, and Big Fatty will be nattering on about this. You will be so sick and tired of hearing about this cruise. It'll almost be as bad as someone who went on the Golden Showers Princess. But y'all, just remember, Big Fatty is not anti-Vera. Just remember, Big Fatty.
Well, that's not saying much. You're talking about Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.